Recorded live.
I'm sorry, that was the recording beginning. Keep reading. I'm sorry.
Okay. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. Continue on?
Yes, keep reading.
But speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love.
Amen, amen. And we just read Ephesians 4, verses 7 through 16, amen. And we know that this is a very familiar portion of Scripture, amen. And it is so important that in this hour that we're living in, that the body of Christ be able to build up the gifts so that the church can function and operate in the way that she should function. And it's a hard thing right now because we are experiencing a lot of people that God is raising up in this hour, but for whatever reason, they're not being able to function in the gifts that God created them to function in. And even concerning Spirit of Deborah Ministries, which is this ministry, the purpose of this ministry is to be able to bring impartation, to strengthen, to encourage, so that these gifts that are spoken of in verse 11, because notice these are not titles, they're gifts. We are gifts that have been created for the body of Christ, so that the body itself will be able to be edified and will be able to grow. And the purpose of us coming together and having these calls is so that, not that you go back to your local church and act crazy, but so that you'll be able to have something in you that encourages you to walk in the prospective ministries and be the gift that God has called you to be. Now, there's a place of fullness that we have got to begin to ascend to and begin to, you know, get to. And what happens with us when we become so just so caught up in just regular church, you know, and just coming to church, hearing three songs and, you know, shouting and running around the church, and, you know, you leave out of church and then you don't even know what you've received. You have not been edified. Mm-hmm. Nothing in your life has been changed. You know, you can say that in that instance that the gifts are not working where they should be. Amen. And so it is a place of fullness of your inheritance in Christ that God wants the church, his body, to be able to experience. And the only way that the body of Christ is going to be able to experience that fullness is that we individually have to come into the fullness of our calling. And so that means that you're going to have to take the time, you know, to spend time in prayer. You're going to have to take the time to spend time seeking God and getting a hold of God so that you can operate in the things that he's called you to. Now, let's look at verse 7. Verse 7 says, "But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ." There is a grace that God has placed on each and every one of our lives to do the thing that he's called us to do. Now, we get in trouble when we try to operate under a grace that hasn't been given to us. But there is a grace that he has placed on our lives, and he wants us to be able to operate in that measure of grace that he has given us. Verse 11 says, and he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting or the maturing of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. We have to get to the place where it's not just the one-man show. You know, and I know, you know, that for some this is repetitive, and I know I have said it over and over again, praise God, but it's important that we realize that God has commanded us to function as a body, and as long as we try to function as a separate entity, we're not going to see growth. As long as we try to function as, you know, the one-man show, we're not going to see people deliver. We're not going to see, you know, we're not going to see healings and deliverances. We're not going to see God flowing in the house the way that he desires to flow in our midst. We won't be able to see the spirit of revelation moving in our midst the way that God has ordained it to do, because we got to get our mind off of the one-man show. Now, right now, we're experiencing a lot of things with the prophetic movement. There's a lot of stuff that, you know, has been being taught now that's just off, praise God. And so we got to get back to what God has intended for his body, and let's stick with the scriptures. We're not trying to start a movement, praise God, you know, teaching on fivefold ministry, praise God, and teaching on the prophetic. You know, the whole goal is not to start a movement. This whole thing is to stir you up so that you can see that there's something that God has imparted into you that he is requiring you to pour out of your spirit. There's something that God has given you that he wants you to share with the body of Christ as a whole. And so when we realize that God has placed these callings on us individually and that his anointing rests on us individually, then I believe that we'll begin to get away from fearing what man thinks of us, because now we know that that's a problem. We know that that's a problem, that sometimes we don't do what we know God has called us to do because we're afraid of the reaction that we're going to get from others. Amen. Or sometimes, you know, we're afraid of receiving, being rejected because, well, you know, I want somebody to believe in me. I want somebody to believe that I'm called to this place. I want somebody to see that I'm called to this place. And what you got to know is you got to know what God told you. You got to know what the Lord has called you to do. And I'm not talking about anarchy in the church. I'm not talking about, you know, folks running off and doing a bunch of crazy stuff, you know, and not being submitted to any leadership or anything like that. But it comes a point in time where you got to realize that God is going to hold you accountable for the deeds that's done in your body. He's going to hold you accountable for whether you have fulfilled the call of God or whether you have not fulfilled the call of God. Amen. And I don't know about nobody else, but I know that I don't want to be standing before God and be in trouble with God because I haven't done what he's called me to do. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
Praise God. And verse 13 says, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God. And now I want to be able to speak to right now some of the things where people are saying, well, you know, the day of the apostle is over, the day of the prophet is over, that was for then, that's not for now. But this scripture is telling us that these gifts have been given to the body until we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God. Amen. So that means until we all grow up and look like Jesus and act like Jesus and talk like Jesus and walk like Jesus, so everything about us is like Jesus. Amen. These gifts got to be operated. So that means that until he comes back for us, we're going to be operating in these gifts. Amen. We should be operating in these gifts. I'm going to say we should be. Praise God. Amen. And verse 14 says that we henceforth be no more children. Amen. I know some of us are tired of the immature stuff. We want something from God. Amen. We're tired of wishy-washy stuff. Amen. We want some stability in God. We want to hear from God. We want the words of God to flow in our midst. Amen. We want God, amen, to be glorified in our midst. We want to be able to hear the word on a regular basis. Amen. I don't want to come to church, amen, on one Sunday a month to be able to hear the word of God. I want the Spirit of God God, to be able to flow, amen, every single day. And that only comes when we grow up in him. We got to grow up in our relationship. We got to grow up in our relationship, amen, and not coming to church just so that I can pull on the pastor, but I need to be coming to church so that I can pour out what God has been giving me all week long.
Yes, yes.
Amen. I need to come into church, amen, so that we can experience, amen, a corporate anointing, amen, so that we can experience the move of God corporately. Praise God. Amen. And see, this is what we have to work on, changing our mindset, changing what we're thinking about ministry. Amen. Ministry is not just standing behind the pulpit. There is so much ministry outside the doors of the church. But, amen, if we don't position ourselves and get in relationship with God, then we're not going to know what God is calling us to do.
Amen.
Amen. There are people that God have called them, amen, to be apostles. Just because you got to work on the job don't mean that you're not an apostle.
Amen.
You got to go on that job and walk in that anointing of an apostle and still bring order in a place when you walk into it. The anointing of God is not just for the church. And so we got to be in the place where, amen, we experience the full release of the anointing of God, where we experience the full release of the power and the presence of God in our midst. And the only way that we're going to experience that is that we got to get rid of religion and we got to get our hearts in a place where we want to be in relationship with God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Because, amen, I'm tired of religion. I'm tired of religion, amen. And religion never did anything but keep folk bound.
Amen.
So we got to get to the place, amen, where we can experience, amen, an outflowing of our relationship with God. Amen. Those of us that are called to fivefold ministry, amen, and this last day, amen, we don't want anything hindering the flow of God. We don't want anybody speaking into our spirit that ain't trying to get a hold of God. Amen. We want to be in relationship with God, and we want everything that God commands us to do. We want to walk in all of what he has commanded us to do. We want to walk in obedience. We want to fulfill the mandate that God has placed on our life. Amen. And so really the purpose of us coming together is to remind you that you have been called by God. The purpose of sharing this time is so that you would be reminded that you have been called by God. I didn't call you. Your pastor didn't call you. God called you. And you got to remember that. Your inheritance, your
amen,
anointing, your calling, amen, all that comes from God. Amen. The Bible says that he gave gifts. Amen. Jesus gave these gifts to the church. Amen. And so we got to look to him for direction on how we can flow in these things. We need to look to him on how, amen, how he wants us to do what he's called us to do. That's why he's given us this grace that is on us. Amen, is so that we'll be able to do the things that he's called us to do. This grace is not for us to go out and become millionaires off of the gifts that he's imparted in our lives.
Yeah.
Amen, and for some of us, we have watched, amen, the Hollywood church, and we think that that's ministry. That ain't ministry.
Oh, no.
That's not ministry.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Ministry, real ministry is about souls. Real ministry is about reaching people and changing lives and transforming lives. Real ministry is
amen,
not about how much was your honorarium.
Yes, yes.
Real ministry is about receiving a word from God and carrying that word to the people so that their lives are transformed. So that, amen, we can do what it says in verse 13, so that we'll be able to come into the unity of the faith, so that we can come into the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto a mature man. Amen. We could be all grown up in Jesus. Amen. It's not about getting this knowledge and holding it to yourself and receiving revelation just so that you can get puffed up and say, oh, I got revelation and God spoke to me. Well, if he spoke to you, what did he tell you to do? Praise God. Amen. I was sharing with our church, amen, and telling them, amen, about how, amen, that we, amen, you know, these people that are charging these honorariums, they go to these big old churches and stuff like that, amen, and they won't go unless they get all the money, you know, unless you meet all their demands and things like that. praise God. Right. But really, if God gave you a message, and I really believe this with my whole heart, if God gave you a message, you don't care if anybody give you, if nobody gives you anything. Because what he has given you is burning in your spirit, and you feel like you just got to share this with somebody.
That's right.
Amen. And if you really got a message, you'll go no matter if they don't give you anything.
If you really got a message.
Amen. And so we got to be mindful, amen, that we not be pulled in by the spirit of Balaam. We have to be mindful that we not be pulled in by the spirit of Balaam in this hour. Amen. Because these are the things that are running rampant through the church. Amen. That is the spirit that has gotten a hold of a lot of the leaders. Amen. And we, you know, and I was telling somebody, amen, even when we think about some of the big, big conferences, and believe me, I'm not hating on nobody. Praise God. Praise God, I'm not hating on nobody. But I want to tell you something. Anytime where you don't see where folks are doing altar calls.
That's right.
You know God ain't in that. Nobody's getting saved. Ain't nobody, you know, getting delivered. But we just coming together just to say, oh, yeah, we had a good time. We had, you know, I got chills when so-and-so was up there speaking. What does that have to do with your deliverance?
Hmm.
Right.
What is that doing for your inner man?
Right.
What shackles have come off of your life as a result of you going where you went? Now, listen, we have conferences. We thank God for the conferences. Amen. But if people's lives are not being changed, we're wasting our time, and God knows we're wasting our money.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
So we got to be in such a, we got to be in the place, amen, that no matter what, I know who called me, and yeah. I'm not for sale. And that was the issue with Balaam. Balaam was for sale. He was a prophet for hire. Amen. And even as you read in the book of 2 Peter, Peter warned about this. He warned about the false teachers. He warned about the false teachers who followed after the way of Balaam. You know, and people don't want to hear that message. People don't want to hear that. You know, we'll pay a dime a dozen. We'll go a dime a dozen just to go and hear somebody tickle our fancy and talk. You know, we love our favorite preachers. We love to buy up all their CDs and their DVDs. But we don't tell me about my lifestyle. And then when you
Amen.
Start messing
like
with
that.
Their favorite preachers, then folks want to get
Amen.
Mad at you. I don't want to hear you preach because you're not saying what I want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
You're not saying
yeah.
what I want to hear. You're not. That's not encouraging.
That's
Come on now, what is God saying? And if God is
Amen.
Not pleased, then I'm not going to be pleased. If what we're doing is not bringing glory to God, amen, then we are wasting our time.
Amen.
Now, I'm going to tell you something. True prophets don't care. And, you know, some of you, amen, that you feel like God has put a prophetic anointing on your life, it's not just about prophesying. True prophets don't care whether or not you got a friend or not. Come on now. The whole thing is, what did God say? And does this stuff that I'm doing, is this stuff giving glory to God?
Mm.
What does God think about what we're doing? What does, I mean, do we think about that? How does God feel about his church? How does God feel about his church? Amen. I want to look real quick at 2 Peter chapter 2. 2 Peter chapter 2. Amen. We seem to be shocked when we hear about foolishness, you know, and when we hear about people doing things that weren't right. And, you know, some of us, if we paid attention to the Holy Ghost when he spoke to us the first time, we would have left some of these false preachers alone. When we saw the first signs of them not lining up with the scripture.
That's right.
When we saw the first sign, but what did we do? Most of the time, what we do is we ignore the voice of the Lord. We ignore what we hear God saying, and we'll try to force our way. We'll try to, you know what I'm saying? We'll try to make ourselves listen. Why? Because, I mean, it must be something right. It must be something wrong with me, and it's got to be something right with what they're doing because, look, the crowd is there. Amen.
That's
Second
right.
Peter chapter 2, Amen. Verse 1 says, but there were also false prophets among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you. This is where you got to see this. This is the big deal. False teachers. Notice at first he says there were false prophets among the people. There shall be false teachers among you. You got to understand that, you know, this is the test that says whether what somebody's preaching is the word of God. It's not about whether or not it makes you cry. It's not about whether or not your emotions get, you know, all up in the tizzy over what they're saying. Does the word that they're preaching pass the word test?
Mm-hmm.
Come on now. False teachers coming up with all kind of stuff. I mean, even in the prophetic movement today, they got folks talking about gold dust coming out of their hair, and that's supposed to be a sign of the anointing. And these people draw crowds.
Oh,
the Bible says that a wicked and a perverse generation seeketh a sign.
That's the word.
And when you don't know the word, you look for a sign.
Yeah,
when you're
yeah.
desperate, you start looking for a sign, and you forget all about what the word says. Amen. And we're talking about having true ministry. But what does what I just said have to do with what we read in Ephesians 4? Well, when you go back to verse 14, it says that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men, and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that the enemy let these spirits sit and wait in secret places waiting for you? Or as I should say, waiting for us?
That's right.
Waiting for us.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Looking back, amen, I know I jumped back and forth, but let's go back to 2 Peter 2 and finish reading verse 1, and it says, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the law that brought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. How many times have we even heard a Jesus message from some of these preachers?
Yes.
That's what this ministry is about. This ministry is about sounding the alarm.
Right.
Amen. That's the mandate that the Lord has given me. And it's not because I'm trying to bash other ministries. Believe me, I'm praying for these ministers. I'm praying that God would turn them around. I'm praying that God would bring them back to him. Amen. I'm praying that, amen, that the Lord would help them to remember what it is that he called them for.
Because
it could be any of us. That could happen to any of us. But at the same token, there are people by the droves following these people and losing sight of their true salvation because of some phony message. Hallelujah. Verse 2 says, and many shall follow their pernicious ways. Many, not one or two.
Many.
Amen, but many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. Now, all you got to do is just Google some of these names online, and you will begin to see some of the newspaper articles that have come up, amen, on some of these people. Listen to me. Don't let yourself be fooled. Uphold the standard that God has given you. Amen.
Yes.
It's the, you know, you got to understand that the enemy always comes to tempt us with the same things, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life.
Mm-hmm.
He come with those things. He's going to come, amen, trying to make you feel like, you know, well, you're entitled. God wants to bless you. You need to have this.
Mm-hmm.
And because we have our appetites out of control, we ignore the leading of the Holy Ghost, and we won't listen to God when he's dealing with us. Amen. And we'll go and fall headlong into sin and unrighteousness because we won't listen to God. And what we got to remember is there are people that's going to fall in sin behind us.
That's right.
Because of our unrighteousness. So
yeah.
You won't only be responsible for you, you're going to be responsible for other people being lost.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why we have to live what we preach. Live what we
yes.
preach. Hallelujah. Amen. Verse 3 says, and through covetousness shall they with vain words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. Don't you know, amen, and I was sharing with some of the saints, amen, I was reading in the book of Micah and Zechariah and in the book of Amos, amen, and the very things that God was speaking to the people and prophesying to the people through those prophets, amen, is the same thing that's happening today. Here Peter is talking about them making merchandise out of the people of God. Amen. And as you begin to read in the book of Amos and you read in Zechariah and Micah, you'll find that these people, they were selling the poor for a pair of shoes.
Yes, yes.
Selling them for a pair of shoes. Amen. Because of their own greed and their own covetousness. Amen. And sometimes because of our own covetousness, because we're looking for the easy route. We feel like if we give enough money, then God is going to move because we give enough money. Amen. But you got to go back to Ephesians again and see the only thing that God is going to move based on is that grace that's on your life. He has measured that grace. He has given you what you can handle, but you got to be faithful over that. You got to be faithful over that. And I want to go down a little bit in verse 12. But these, as natural brute beasts, made to be taken and destroyed, speak evil of the things that they understand not, and shall utterly perish in their own corruption, and shall receive the reward of unrighteousness, as they that count it pleasure to riot in the daytime. Spots they are, and blemishes, sporting themselves with their own deceivings while they feast with you, having eyes full of adultery, and that cannot cease from sin, beguiling unstable souls. And heart they have exercised with covetous practices, cursed children. Listen to this description. This is the one thing. And, you know, it's the funny thing about con men, you know, somebody running the game. They look for your weakness. And when they know that they got you on a weak spot, then they're going to drive the nail through the coffin. And it's the same thing in these last days. You got folks up, standing up, and they're saying that they're standing up in the name of the Lord. Amen. And they're saying that they're bringing a message from God. But at the same time, they're looking for these unstable souls. Because there's a certain audience they're trying to reach. There's a certain group of people that they're aiming to reach. Because we know if we reach those people, then those are going to be the people that's going to support our ministry.
Mm-hmm.
They hire marketing experts to tell them what gimmicks to throw out there to get you to call in. So that you can get your green prosperity handkerchief. And we fall prey to that foolishness.
Yes.
Come on now. And my son was saying something about somebody got a blood of Jesus handkerchief. What do I need a handkerchief representing the blood of Jesus for? When I got Jesus on the inside, I can pray over my own handkerchief.
Yes. Yes.
Come on now.
Yes.
Amen. What's wrong with us? We got to get our focus back on Jesus. The purpose, amen, of us having these gifts is to edify the church. It's not for us to go out here and get rich off of them. Amen. The purpose of our gifts is so that God is glorified in us. It's so that the world will be able to see Christ through our life. Amen. It's not for us to get the glory. It's not for our name to be in light. Amen. What kind of glory does God get by me sending a rider to the church before I go and preach and tell them you got to make sure you pay my $10,000 honorarium and send me a limousine and I need a king suite for me and I need suites for all of my folks traveling with me? What kind of foolishness is that?
Are you preaching there? Yes.
God is not pleased. I got news for them preachers. They have their reward. They can't go to heaven looking for God to give them nothing. Because you got your reward here.
Mm-hmm.
The spirit of Balaam the spirit of Balaam, and God is not pleased. This here, amen, is an encouragement to you people of God that whatever God has called you to do, do it with all your heart. Whatever God has anointed you to do, do it with all your heart. Do it without price. If they bless you with finances, praise God. If they don't bless you with no money, keep trucking in Jesus' name.
Mm-hmm.
You got to know who called you. You got to know who called you. And Paul talked about that. He said, I desire to come unto you that I might leave with you some spiritual gift. Amen. And so do you have a gift that you want to impart into somebody? Do you have something? Has God given you something? Has God imparted something in your life that you want to give to somebody else? Or has he given you something and now you want to make merchandise of the people for it and with it? Come on. Who called you? Who anointed you? We got to watch out for this spirit. Watch out for this spirit. Amen. Don't allow ourselves to be overtaken by this spirit. Know that God is the one who called us. Know that the Lord is the one who has put this grace upon our life. And just like he has given us this grace, guess what? He can take it back. And knowing that he can take it back, amen, should cause us to walk, amen, in fear and walk in reverence to his presence.
Yes.
It should cause us to walk like that. It should.
Yes.
I say should.
Amen.
Amen. But people have lost
Amen.
The fear of God.
Mm-hmm.
They have lost the fear of God. And we got to get it back. We got to ask God to help us. Lord, give me back the fear of God. Help me, Lord, that I not take your presence and your anointing for granted, thinking that it's me when it's not me, it's you.
My God.
Yes.
My God.
Yes.
My God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. It's not us, it's him.
Yes,
amen. Praise God. It's nothing in us, amen, praise God, that can bring deliverance to anybody else except the Lord put it in us
to bring the
deliverance.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Who told us we were wonderful?
Preach that, mother. Preach that.
Who told us we were wonderful? We're not wonderful.
Yes.
We better get a grip and understand what spirit that is that's in operation. That is Balaam. That's Balaam. And so we got to catch hold of ourselves and ask God to help us. Amen. And if that's some of us, then we got to ask God, Lord, forgive me for thinking that I was the sign and the wonder. Lord, forgive me for thinking that it was my anointing. Lord, forgive me for thinking that it was about me. That's the only way we're going to see the power of God moving our midst. We got to realize where it's coming from. He is
Amen.
Our source. Jesus is the only sign and wonder. He's the only wonder, not us. And we got to remember that. We got to remember, amen, that these, amen, spirits have come to make merchandise of the people of God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. These spirits have come to make merchandise of the people of God. Amen. And I want to finish reading, amen, looking at verse 14. I'm going to reread verse 14 in 2 Peter chapter 2. Verse 14 says, having eyes full of adultery and that cannot cease from sin. These people are out of control because they abound with this spirit. Out of control, can't cease from sin. I'm standing up in front of you preaching, but I'm bound with alcohol.
Okay.
I'm standing up and I'm preaching to you, and I can't stop fornicating.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. This scripture says they cannot cease from sin.
Preach that, mother.
Hallelujah. Beguiling unstable souls, an heart they have exercised with covetous practices, cursed children, which have forsaken the right way. They have turned their back. They have run the opposite direction. They're not even looking in God's direction. Amen. They might just say hallelujah in their message one or two times to make us think they still got it. But they not preaching Jesus. They talking about another Jesus. They preaching another God to us, and we eating it up, and we buying their CDs, and we buying their DVDs and their books. And then we don't understand why there's no deliverance, because we have become their children. We have eaten at their table. They have put their seed in us, and we have become their children. And we preach their messages. Instead of going to God and getting our message from God.
Oh, God, come on.
Hallelujah. Which have forsaken the right way and are gone astray. Following the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness. Let me tell you something. When that money gets flowing, I got all my needs met. I don't got to pray now. What you talking about going through with my finances? I don't even have to pray now because all I got to do is hit the bank. And then they want to try to tell everybody you was called to be a millionaire. Everybody is not called to be a millionaire. The Bible says the poor you have what you always. That means somebody going to be poor. That don't mean that we all got to be poor, but it still don't mean that everybody's going to be a millionaire.
That's right.
Why do we accept these lies? Because they're looking for these unstable souls, just like the verse says. They're looking for these unstable souls, and I want you to come and bring me your rent money, thinking that this is going to make you, this is going to move God on your behalf.
Right.
You can't bring any amount of money to make God move. He said, without faith, it's impossible to please him, not without an offering. The scripture don't read without an offering, it's impossible to please God. But because we don't, we forgot the book. We forgot the word. Amen. Verse 15 again, it says, which have forsaken the right way and are gone astray, following the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness, but was rebuked for his iniquity. The dumb ass speaking with man's voice forbade the madness of the prophet. These people are mad. Are we mad for money? Are we willing to do anything to make a buck? Are we willing, amen, to break the back of the people of God so that we can get rich? Are we willing, and then say that God blessed us? And then my question is, all of this money, what about reaching souls for the kingdom? Now you made it. This is how you know it's the wrong spirit, because you don't even hear, where's the outreach? Where's the outreach? But it's like Samson going back to shake himself and don't even know he lost his power.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Don't even know he's lost his power. And still getting up trying to shout to people. And because these souls are unstable, they don't know the difference between a mature believer, they don't know the difference between a false prophet and somebody telling them the truth. They run from the people telling them the truth.
Yeah.
If you start preaching truth, let's see what your crowds look like. I believe the Bible talk about a remnant.
That's what he said.
Amen. So we gotta get it. We gotta get ourselves together, amen. And we have to be a people that is willing. I don't care what it is that we have to deal with. I don't care what it is that we have to face. We have to be willing to understand that God is the one who called me. God is the one who's anointed me. It's about Jesus, amen. That should not just be a catchphrase.
Right.
We get up there and say, "Oh, it's not about me. It's about Jesus." But you know, we be lying.
Yeah.
We be lying. Let somebody get on your nerves today. Is it going to be about Jesus? Come on now. And the first thing, and we was dealing with this with our church, the first thing folks try to say, especially if you go to a church and they don't do your offering right, oh, they trying to prostitute my gift. First of all, it's not your gift.
Hell no.
It's not your gift. And if you can't go without price, then you really don't have a message. Your message ain't all that great anyway. Because if it was wonderful, you would make sure you'd be knocking doors down to share what God gave you. And I say you in the familiar sense. Amen? Meaning all of us.
Amen.
meaning every last one of us. Amen. Verse 17, these are wells without water, clouds that are carried with a tempest, to whom the midst of darkness is reserved forever. Now, look at this, wells without water, they're empty. They don't have what they're talking about. They don't possess it at all. They may have started out right, and usually that's the way it goes. They start out right, but something happened along the line that caught their attention, and even some of us caught our attention and caused us to forsake the way that God commanded us to walk in. So, people of God, know that the Lord wants you to know, amen, that he's given you your anointing. He's given you the anointing on your life. He has placed this call upon your life. Amen. And he wants you to fulfill your call. He wants you to do everything that he's called you to do. But he wants you to realize that it is him that have called you. He wants you to realize that. Amen. And even when you look back in Ephesians 4 and you look at the first verse, one of the things that Paul says is he says that we walk worthy of the vocation wherewith we are called. Some people are calling themselves pastors, apostles, prophets, whatever, and they're not even walking worthy of that calling. They're shaming the name of Jesus. Our lifestyle has to line up with what we're preaching. Our life has to go with what we're preaching. What good are we? Amen. There's no power in our message if we ain't even delivered. Who are we going to deliver? We're not delivered, but we're going to get them to preach deliverance. What spirit is that? Come on.
Amen.
We gotta be real. We got to be real. And let's learn how to see in the spirit. Amen. There's a place of seeing. God wants us to be able to see, and we don't have to walk and be in darkness. God wants us to be able to see. Amen. We don't have to, when things come up, amen, that we all surprised, we all shocked, we don't know how to handle it, we want to backslide. The devil is a liar. Amen. Don't you backslide over no people. People are going to be people. As long as we're on this earth, we're going to see flesh.
Yes.
We're going to see flesh. We're going to see folks mess up. We're going to see folks do good. But what do we choose to do? What do we choose to do? Do we choose to follow that same crowd that's messing up? Or do we choose to follow God and obey his voice and do what he's calling us to do? We got to be serious about this. Amen. We got to be serious about this. We got to make our calling and election sure. We got to work out our soul salvation with fear and trembling.
Amen.
That means, Lord, help me. I got to get this right. I got to do this. Mm-hmm. Because when I stand before Jesus, ain't nobody going to be there with me.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nobody going to be there with me. I got to do this for myself. This between me and God. So don't be stifled by what you see with your eyes and what you hear with your ears. Be encouraged and do what God has called you to do. Be encouraged and walk where he's called you to walk. And by all means, fulfill your call. So we can say, like Paul said, I finished my course. I ran this race. I finished my course. Amen. And now I'm looking to go see Jesus. I want my crown now. Amen. Praise God. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word. I thank you, God, for those, oh God, that are listening over the internet tonight, those that are listening over the phone. God, we bless you, Lord God. We honor you. God, we magnify your name for your word. Lord, we pray, God, that you would strengthen us, God, as a body of believers, that, God, we would be all that you called us to be. Help us, God, to take our eyes off of man. Help us to not look at whatever frailties are there, whatever things, God, that are not right. Help us to keep our focus on you. God, we ask you now, Lord, that you would just forgive us, God, for falling short of all that you have called us to do. Lord God, we ask you, Lord, to just wash us in your blood. Help us, God, that we would walk in this hour, God, and be your voice, that you would raise us up to speak the word of truth in this hour, that we would not, oh God, be led astray, God, by any other spirit, God, but that we would follow after you in the name of Jesus. Lord, we call against every spirit that will fight against the word and everything that will fight against us from walking where you called us to walk. God, we come against laziness. We come against procrastination. God, we come against excuses, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we come against every spirit that would hinder us, oh God. And Lord, we decree, God, as believers tonight, God, Lord, that all that you have called us to do, God, we're going to do it. We're going to walk worthy of the calling that you've called us to, God, that we might be able to strengthen the body of Christ, that we would, oh God, be able to bring edification to the body of Christ, that all that we, all those that we come in contact with, God, that we would bring change to their life. We would bring transformation to their life by the power of God in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we just give you praise and we give you honor and we give you glory for it right now, God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. We thank God for the word tonight.
Yes.
Amen. We thank God for everybody that's joining us. Amen. Praise God. Through the internet, I can see your names on the screen, but I don't know how to say some of the names. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. But thank God for you. Amen. And thank God for those that are on the line. Amen. I think I heard Pastor Thompson on here.
Yes, ma'am.
Praise God. Bless you, Pastor.
Bless you, Mother. How are you?
Amen. I'm doing well. Amen.
Enjoyed the word tonight.
Praise God.
It is truly confirmation to some things we're experiencing here in New Jersey, so I thank God for you.
Jesus. Praise God.
Specific. Direct.
Praise
God. Nothing different. So we thank God for the word.
Amen. Amen. Is there anybody else that we missed? Amen. That we didn't get to... that we didn't know who else is on the line tonight. There's a couple of folks on here, but.
Prophetess Sherry.
Bless you, Prophetess Sherry.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Amen. I'm doing well.
The word was awesome. Bless you.
Bless you, woman of God. Amen. And I wanted to be able to speak to also some who had questions. I don't know if those who had the questions, I got a couple of questions by email. I didn't know if those who had the questions joined us tonight on the line. Amen. But I wanted to be able to address a couple of things concerning the School of Prophets, which begins out. We begin our fall semester in October on the 18th. Amen. And we're going to be streaming live like we are tonight through TalkShoe. And this is going to be a better venue for us because usually when we do our recordings through the conference call, we usually lose those recordings, you know, after, you know, each call. So, you know, we'll only be able to hold on to those calls for a week, and then the next call gets deleted and we record a new call. But this here with TalkShoe, we're going to be able to have every one of our sessions recorded. So whoever misses the class, you'll be able to come to TalkShoe.com and come right directly to our TalkCast, and you'll be able to download each class or whatever and be able to get if you've missed it or whatever, or even if you just wanted to, you know, go over something that maybe you didn't hear everything during class or whatever, you know, you'll be able to come back to this venue to be able to get the information for class. Amen.
Amen.
So we're excited, amen, and we're going to be getting some of you who paid for your books already, we're going to get your books out, amen, by this weekend. And it just took me a few minutes because once you paid through PayPal, I had to wait for them to do the transfer, and it took 3 days for them to transfer the money to the account. So we're going to be getting those books out. For those who are interested in the class, the books, and, you know, certificates for the courses and everything is $65 for the book, and that covers your registration fee, your book fee, that covers, you know, shipping and handling and everything for the course. We're going to be covering prophetic development, which the first course in that is Walking in Victory. We're going to talk about what is required of me, understanding the realm of the spirit, and then we'll move into prophetic development two. And we'll that'll be the training, and then we'll discuss who I am in the spirit and what gifts do I possess. And so that I'm saying I, but I mean you. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Prophetic Development 3 is Spiritual Boot Camp and the Apostolic Church. And then Prophetic Development 4 is Becoming Prophetic. Then we're going to move into Prophetic Relationships, which deals with the mentor. And Prophetic Relationships 2 is the prophet, and then we also have a segment on the end about the spirit of Balaam and the age of Balaam. That is a teaching that is included in our School of Prophets teaching. So if you're interested, those of you who have email, you can send me a send an email to me, spiritofdeborah@yahoo.com or spirit_ofdeborah@yahoo.com. spirit_ofdeborah@yahoo.com, and we'll get that information to you. Those of you who are in the Yahoo group already know that we've been posting the information through the Yahoo group for those who wanted to be able to see the information about the classes and whatever is included, you know, with the course or whatever. So it's going to be, we're going to do 4 weeks, and then we're going to take a break for the holidays, and then we're going to come back and finish the next, eight weeks, and then take a break. It's 4 weeks, and then take a break in the next 4 weeks. So we're going to get that in there. So we're going to try to get through everything and try to, you know, make sure that we cover everything, and, you know, we'll be able to answer questions and do whatever else that, you know, we need to cover during the class. And I'm just believing God that this is going to be an awesome time of impartation and training and learning, and I believe God is going to have his way, because we're doing this for the glory of God, so that you know, so that we can grow, amen. And we did say for those who needed to get your books, amen, and you don't have the money up front, we can do a payment arrangement for you to do that. And this is only for, we're paying for copies, so this is not money from my pocket. This is to pay for copies and for shipping and handling and all the rest of that. So, because these books have to be copied and so forth. So, and you don't have to pay for the book in order for you to be on the call. If you want to just be on the call just for the learning, you are welcome. Anybody's welcome to listen, because I know that we're going to deal with all aspects of the apostolic ministry. We're going to deal with the apostles' ministry. We're going to talk about the apostolic church and what an apostolic church looks like. We're not trying to start a movement. We're just looking at what the scripture says. So when we say apostolic, we don't mean a denomination. We just mean, amen, what the book of Acts talks about, the ministry that the apostles did. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So did anybody have any questions or comments or anything?
I have a comment. The word was just so excellent. Praise God.
Praise
and,
God.
I had studied, well, I had memorized the book of Jude.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it was pinpointing some of those same
mm-hmm.
things you were saying. And I just wanted to share with you this little sort of paragraph from my Bible, you know, the notes.
Mm-hmm.
It says, it's coming from Jude, over writing Jude. It says, fight, contend, do battle. When apostasy arises, when false teachers emerge, when the truth of God is attacked, it is time to fight for the faith.
Jesus.
Only believers who are spiritually in shape can answer the summons. At the beginning of his letter, Jude focuses on the believer's common salvation, but then feels compelled to challenge them to contend for the faith. The danger is real. False teachers have crept into the church, turning God's grace into unbounded license to do as they please.
Jesus.
Jude reminds such men of God's past dealings with unbelieving Israel, disobedient angels, and wicked Sodom and Gomorrah. In the face of such danger, Christians should not be caught off guard. The challenge is great, but so is the God who is able to keep them from stumbling.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. So
thank you, Jesus.
As you were going forth in the lesson, this was what I heard, and then I read that. Praise God.
Praise God. Praise God.
Mother Steph, I just wanted to share, if I could.
Yes.
Just, I came in a little late, but I'm glad that I got in where I got in.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because the things that you were speaking on tonight and then what Sister shared just now is just confirmation to some things that I that I just encountered in the last couple of days that
My
I had to war against and fight against and had to expose some things, even here in the New Jersey area, and then also have to detach yourself from some.
Yes. Hello?
She get cut off.
Okay, she might, yeah, I think she lost her signal. She might have been calling from the cell phone. We'll give her a minute to log back in. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
Really good.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord.
Truly good.
God is good.
Goodbye.
We praise God. We praise God for the word, and it's the Lord. Amen. It's the Lord. Amen. He's worthy to be praised. Amen. And he want his people, amen, to know that he knows what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He sees it, and he knows what's going on. Amen. And it's all of our job to cry against this unrighteousness. That's every one of us. It's all of our responsibility. And the Lord is looking for us to do it. He's looking for us to open our mouths and cry against foolishness. And uphold the standard of righteousness. Amen. So that means we're going to lose some people along the way, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Lord,
haven't
Jesus.
Already.
That's right. That means we're going to lose some people, but you know what? We end up gaining more than we lose.
That's right.
And as long as you know, there's a song they used to sing, if Jesus go with me, I'll go.
Amen.
So as long as we know that the Lord is with us. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. So we just want God to, you know, to keep us and, you know, to keep us strong in the midst of whatever it is that we're having to face, and that we not be faint in our heart, you know, that we don't faint in our hearts because of what we're seeing and because of what we're hearing. Because it's easy to get discouraged, you know. It's easy for us to, you know, really get discouraged when we see things not lining up to what they should be. You know, and when people say that they're one thing and we find out that they're something else, you know, that's discouraging. But you know what? We know that God gives us grace to be able to make it through.
Amen.
He gives us grace to be able to make it through. Amen.
It's grace.
Praise God. Did anybody else have? I'm sorry. Hello?
Professor, but I don't have anything to say, but a couple of people wanted to be on tonight, but for different reasons, they couldn't. And they wanted me to get the callback number because they do want to listen.
Okay, I'm going to have to get it from off the Internet because, you know, as I said, we're just coming on to this new program now, so I know how to get it off the Internet, but I have to get the number part I don't know how to get, so we're going to get that together. Hallelujah.
Okay.
We're going to get that together.
Okay.
So I'll check it out and get back to you. Amen.
Okay.
Can we have someone to close us out in prayer?
Amen. Father God, we just come before you tonight, Lord
thank
God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Lord God, we thank you so much
you,
for this time in your word. And
thank you, Lord.
Father, this time that you would remind us, Father, that we have yet been called to be people of principle and people of standard in this end time, Father. And Father, I ask that you would encourage every heart, every mind, God, of the persons that are here on this line tonight, Father, that though we are persecuted, we are not downtrodden. Though we are perplexed on every side, we are not cast away, Father God. But, Lord, you are upholding us with your right hand, Father. And, Father, you commissioned us to loud and to spare not,
yes.
and to lift our voices like a trumpet in Zion,
yes.
to show your people
yes.
their transgression yes. in the house of Jacob, their sin. And Father, we thank
yes.
you tonight, Father,
thank
that you have
you.
Given us the
thank.
Strength, the power, and the grace to stand
yes.
in this hour,
thank
Father.
God.
And we lift up those, Father, that have fallen by the wayside, Father, that have fallen into the traps of filthy lucre, the fame, fortune, and claim, Father
my
God.
Jesus.
God, we lift them up before you, God, and we ask that you remind them, Father,
thank
that you.
You
remind them, oh God, of their salvation, to
yes,
remind
God.
Them, God, of the plan of the enemy to destroy their lives,
yes,
Father.
God.
We ask that you remind them, God, of their testimonies and their messages that they preached in righteousness,
yes.
Father, God. We ask that you remind them, God, put them in remembrance,
yes,
Father, God, of these
God.
Things, Lord, that their hearts would be convicted. And we
yes.
send, God, the Holy Spirit, God,
right now,
wherever
God.
They are
God.
In their
Jesus.
Homes, in their cars, God, in their offices, Father God, in the pews,
yes.
in the pulpits, that you would allow the Spirit
God.
Of God to convict them, Father,
thank
that
you.
True repentance would come, oh God,
yes.
in the name
yes.
of
like
Jesus.
Yes.
And Father God, we ask that you would just cover our eyes. And our thoughts under the blood of Jesus, Father,
yes.
that you would keep us ever presently looking at you,
oh,
looking
God.
Toward you, Father,
Jesus.
That our eyes will not be on man, but our hearts will be turned toward you, oh God.
Yeah, my God.
Father God, we
my
ask
God.
That you would just
my
keep
God.
Us,
my
Father God.
God.
Lord God, I ask that you would help us to continue to lift up the bloodstained banner,
yes.
Father,
yes.
in this hour, for there are many
yes.
false prophets that have risen yes. upon the Lamb, Father God,
yes.
and you told us that it would
yes.
be so in the last days.
Yes.
Father, you told us that many would have itching ears and heed to themselves
yes.
teachers, Father God, that would satisfy their own sensuality. Father God,
yes.
we ask you that you will protect the women, God.
Yes.
That you will protect us, God.
Oh,
oh
God.
God, for you said if the enemy could, he would deceive the very elect of God. We ask that you would cover these new souls,
Jesus.
Father, the newborns, God.
Jesus.
Those that you have gone out and called in this hour, that
yes,
you would cover
God.
Them, God. And we bind the hand of the deceiver
in
the name
of
Jesus.
Jesus.
That he shall not prevail in their lives, Father, but they will have a heart and an ear for the sound
yes.
of truth.
Oh,
oh God,
God,
and we ask these things in Jesus' name.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen. 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 Thank you for the prayer. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh,
and we will be meeting again, amen, next month, amen, Lord willing, on October 18th, amen, at 9 p.m. We'll be here, amen, Lord willing, amen, and we'll begin our School of Prophets, amen, and from there, we'll be meeting every Thursday night. We're going back to our regular schedule every Thursday night, Lord willing, at 9 p.m. Amen. And I'll send out reminders again. And thank you, all of you who joined us tonight. Thank God for you. Amen. Appreciate all of your input. Praise God. And just being on the line tonight, amen, you made, amen, the call what it was tonight. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Everybody have a blessed night.
You too.
Amen.
You too. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Bob?
Yes?
Okay.